Welcome to the Molson Coors podcast. We've had a break over the harvest, but felt now that we've moved into the autumn properly, it would be a good time to catch up. There's a lot going on in the world at the moment, from wars to extreme weather to cost of living crises to political turmoil. So I'm absolutely delighted to welcome both Wes from Frontier and also Christy from Molson Coors, who over the next 10 to 15 minutes or so are going to shed some light on how all of this is impacting on the markets and how it's impacting on Molson Coors and their customers. So welcome to you both. I'm going to start with Wes, if I may, and essentially say, you know, I was chatting to a friend of mine last week, actually, and asked him how the harvest went. And he said quietly, because farmers don't like to admit to this kind of thing, but he said quietly, it was a dream harvest this year. But over the country, how has the barley harvest been? How has it been in terms of ease of harvest, yields and quality?
Hi, Duncan. Well, generally, harvest 22, I think most farmers will look back upon and think what a good harvest it was. I wouldn't go as far as saying it was straightforward. There were certainly challenges, but generally across the country, we've seen some very good yields and quality has been really good on malting barley. So we've seen lots of crops of low nitrogen, yeah. Screenings that have been a problem for the last couple of years, certainly on the winter barley, have been, you know, very good this year. And I suppose the feature that most of us will remember is just how dry the harvest period was. So that's been great. Very little drying required. But I would just flag that we have had some grain, you know, barley cuts at sort of record temperatures. So just something for the members to keep in mind. If you've got that grain in store, just make sure that it's being cooled to preserve that quality.
Yeah. The fans on at night, I guess.
Absolutely.
That's the tip there. Yeah. It's been, I mean, like I said in the introduction, you know, there's a lot going on in the world at the moment. And I know the markets are all over the place. And I know, therefore, it's quite difficult to actually predict where things are going to go. But you know, what are the markets looking like for malting barley at the moment, and what is the outlook?
I think if we reflect back on where we were from sort of European S&D position prior to harvest, it was really a bare board situation. So the S&D in Europe had become very tight, but actually we have seen some good quality crops, not just here in the UK. So the English crop has been good, the Scottish crop has been good, but also if we look at France and Scandinavia as well, they have had some very, very big yielding crops as well. So there will certainly be a stock build position, you know, and the market, you know, if we're looking at that fundamental malting barley standing alone, you know, premiums have come under pressure, really, as the weight of the surplus has become apparent. Obviously, yeah. The great uncertainty that really sits over the market and remains a feature is the ongoing conflict with Ukraine and Russia. And that will, you know, continue to give volatility to the markets. And what happens on the base price really is going to be working off that sort of global conflict and what happens in the war over there.
Yeah. And sort of, I know this is an unfair question, I appreciate, but you know, in terms of the outlook, if we're sort of looking over the next months, 6 months, et cetera, so we head into next year's harvest, how does that look?
I think there's almost always an element of uncertainty in the markets, but I can never remember a time that is quite as uncertain as where we are currently. Yeah. You know, Christy will no doubt cover sort of the demand side in a little bit more detail, but with the increase in inflation and pressure on disposable income, the demand side is uncertain. From a grower's perspective, you know, what the cropping is going to look like, what the fertiliser price with no UK AN factory currently operational, what does that mean to cropping? You could make a case for less wheat, more spring barley. So all in all, you know, there's always uncertainty, but so perhaps more so than ever. But what I would say for the growers of the Molson Coors Growers Group is ultimately you're in a better position than most because you are growing for a market, and you know that you've got a customer at the end of it who is wanting that barley. So yes, I think the uncertainty is going to remain, but hopefully the fact that growers have got that certainty of growing for a market will make life slightly more straightforward.
Yeah, that's a good thing. In general terms out there at the moment, I mean, you know, arable farmers for sure, in the most part, I know there's always exceptions, but in the most part have had a good year from a P&L point of view. But do you have any sense of what the sentiment is amongst farmers out there? You know, are they feeling positive within the uncertainty or not, I guess?
I think there's a whole mix of farming businesses. And again, you know, we all know that every farming business is structured differently.
Yeah.
I think ultimately, you know, the sum of it, if you're just putting a crop in, hoping that a market emerges is quite a risky thing to do. You know, obviously there's a lot of cost tied up in doing that. So I think actually having that demand really remains critical. Again, I think it comes back to basics of, you know, knowing your cost of production, knowing where the margin is, et cetera, remains really important for all growers. But no, I think some are upbeat and some are seeing perhaps opportunities going forward, you know, perhaps opportunities to expand. Others are looking at things and thinking that the future remains uncertain, and we can get into cost of inputs. We can talk about, you know, subsidies, et cetera, et cetera. There, you know, there is an awful lot of uncertainty in UK agriculture today. From a Frontier perspective, I think we are upbeat about the future. You know, but it's really making sure that, you know the market and you know what you're growing for and getting the quality right that the customer ultimately wants.
Okay, if I can move on to you, Christy. As we've already said, you know, there is a great deal in the news at the moment about cost of living crisis, rapid increases in energy costs, inflation, etc. An awful lot going on in this world. But what's, you know, in the broadest sense, what impact is this having on Molson Coors, and I guess as importantly, if not more importantly, within your customer base as well?
Yeah, good afternoon, Duncan. So we are seeing a significant, unprecedented amount of inflation, the highest the business has ever seen. We are managing those costs as tightly as we possibly can, and we're trying to hold our suppliers to the contracts. Mm-hmm. We have got significant energy cost increases, but what I can say is we do hedge through our treasury team, so we do have some protection, but like many businesses, we are exposed. The business is doing okay. The on-trade is doing very well, and we are back to pre-COVID levels. In context, to give you a feel, around 70% of our profit comes from the on-trade, but the off-trade does have to work much harder. Mm-hmm. So picking up on what Wes was just saying, the demand is there. We will continue to react to the on and off-trade demand as we navigate our way through the cost crisis, and you know, and it's something we haven't seen since the 1970s, but we are, you know, we are continuing to grow as a business, and our new brand Madry, which some of you may have seen on the tap in your local pubs or as part of the packs when we had the AGM, that is doing very well and has been very well received by the market, and is exceeding expectations. But clearly, we don't know what the cost of living crisis is going to do to the on and off trade. All of our indications and insights tell us that this is one of the last costs that people start to cut. So we hear that through a lot of intel, people start to cut subscriptions, things like Netflix, Amazon Prime, all of those sort of luxuries go first. And in actual fact, the on and off trade is still seen as something that's almost a priority, you know, and an essential purchase. So while ever that continues, that's positive for us.
Yeah.
I think what I would say is that the latest energy price cap that's been announced by the Prime Minister for Business is obviously very welcomed. It shows that she understands the criticality to brewers and pubs, and the importance to them and the community. Yeah. The British Beer and Pub Association has also welcomed the cap and has been incredibly vocal around that there is still more detail that we need to understand and understand what that means to businesses. But the intervention will help thousands of business owners. And the cost of doing business is still a real threat for many. But it's an encouraging direction from the government.
The fact she singled out the hospitality sector as well, didn't she?
Absolutely. So I think, in summary, we've got challenges, we're working through them, but the on and off trade still remains very buoyant, still remains positive. And we just, I guess it's a bit of a watch and wait what happens. But the positive news is the demand is there. And because the demand is there, that means that, you know, we need the barley.
Yeah. And one of the things I love being involved with you guys as well is hearing about your plans, you know, brand launches and revamping of brands, etc. And obviously Madry has been the big one over the last months or so, which is a great beer, I'd have to say. So what plans have you got in the pipeline over the next sort of few months, next 12 months or so?
Yeah, so you may have seen the new Carlin advert. So we've revamped and relaunched Carlin, and those adverts went live about 10 days ago. So that's been incredibly well received. We are doing a number of sort of promotions and competitions in line with kind of the World Cup. So there's mm-hmm. lots of excitement around the Carlin brand. Madry, as you just briefly touched on, continues to exceed expectations, and it's actually massively exceeding expectations. So it's about triple the forecast what we thought it would be. Blimey, which is right. great news for the business, challenging news for our operational guys to work through, but a nice problem to have that, yeah, continues to be incredibly well received in the on-trade and subsequently in the off-trade as well. So we're investing and continue to invest around that brand. And there's been investment in the TV adverts for Madry as well. And that just continues to grow with that brand. Yeah. We're also making investment into Aspel, which is our cider part of the business. Mm-hmm. And they've got their own TV advert for the first time as well, which will launch this year. So some really, really positive news. Lots of really good stuff going on, and the business continues to invest, continues to manage the challenging outlook. But we're not standing still, and we're continuing to put that investment behind our brands. The great brands and the great business that we've got.
Yeah. I think it's really interesting. It's something that came up in our last steering group meeting, actually, that, you know, because we started off as the Carlin group, if you like, the farmers, the members of this group are very aware of the linkages to Carlin, obviously, but less so about the linkages and the fact that the malting barley is flying through into all these different brands throughout the business as well, which is really exciting.
Yeah, and I think that's probably something that we need to do more of. In getting that marketing piece out there, particularly to our growers, so that they do understand that, because you're absolutely right. The focus has always been about Carlin, but it isn't just about Carlin. You know, our business isn't just Carlin focused. It's a beverage business. There's lots of other elements to that, you know, which covers off not just beer, not just lager. You know, we've got gins in that portfolio, we've got iced coffees in that portfolio, we've got a number of other beverages that all make up our portfolio. So it is important that the growers understand that, you know, that the barley that they produce and grow for us, yeah, doesn't just go into Carlin, it does go into a number of obviously our incredibly successful brands.
Okay, well thank you both for that update. I mean, the key message that's coming across to me is that, yes, we're living in a world of uncertainty, and uncertainty that looks set to stay with us for some time yet, but also optimism as well. You know, as Wes was saying, you know, Frontier are feeling optimistic about the future, and I share that optimism about the future of the agricultural industry. But also, Christy, you know, from Molson Coors' point of view, yeah, you've got some great plans in place, really driving and investing into the brands, which is great for you as Molson Coors, but it's also great for the farmers who supply the ingredients into that as well. So a positive podcast. Thank you very much.